What's up, man? All right, guys. So today we have a video from none other than Mr. Yo, homie, yo, Alpha. So today we're gonna be talking about why you should always be going up to women, asking them out, whether you're in an elevator, you're at the valet, you're walking down a grocery aisle. Today, you guys are gonna learn why you should always cold approach women from the master himself. So let's get right into this video.
What's up, fellas? So we back with the greatest hits for AMS with this new camera. So today we're here to talk about
the new camera that looks just like the old camera.
Pros and cons to cold approaching. All right. This also can be taken as the pros and cons to choosing signals. Okay. So obviously the pros to cold approaching are going to be the cons to waiting for choosing signals. And the cons for cold approaching is also going to be the pros for waiting for choosing signals. All right. So that's the thing with that. I probably put on that pros and cons to choosing signals, because choosing signals is the hot little phrase now. Cold approach is kind of like 1980. So I might just use pros and cons to choosing signals. All right. But anyway. All right. So the first one, guys, well, I wrote it down as pros and cons to cold approach. So we're just going to do it like that. All right. So the first pro to cold approaching is you'll pull more women, guys. You going to sleep with more women. Ain't no way about it. If you approach.
All right, guys. So something we need to get out of the way right now. AMS is well into his 40s, okay? Now, I remember 21 years ago, I'm the class of 2000. That means I was, what, 18, 19 when I graduated? What AMS is going to be talking about is totally true back in 1999. It does not work in 2021.
Approach more women, the numbers just say that. Now, I can just take my own life experience, right? I can just take my own life experience from choosing signals and cold approach. And I can tell you right now that when I cold approach back in the day, I slept with way more women than I do now.
Back in the day for AMS, guys, is 1999, okay? There was no Tinder back then. There was no Uber. There was no smartphone, there was no social media. Internet was basically for losers back in the 90s. I know I was one of them.
But here's the thing, and this is what I've been trying to tell you guys for the longest. I had nothing. Do y'all guys understand? It's the mindset. I want y'all guys to grasp that. It's the mindset. When I started waiting for choosing signals, my life improved. When I slept with more women, it didn't. And I'm not even talking about the time to sleep with women. It's the mindset. So right now, I'm more in a success, happiness stage. What I've learned, guys, and this is what I've been trying to tell you guys for the fucking longest, choosing signals is not about attracting women. I don't know how many times I had to say it. When I die, I hope they put the shit on my fucking grave. I'm going to start wearing a goddamn t-shirt that say choosing signals is not the best way to attract the most women. Because I already know some jackass is going to come in the goddamn comments and tell me, oh, I just go for what I want. Choosing signals is playing around. Motherfucker, you son of a bitch. I goddamn, if I see one of you motherfuckers in this goddamn comments talking about some, I just go for what I want, all the other bullshit. When I sit up and I specifically have been saying this shit for almost 3 days, I don't know if I have to strangle somebody on this fucking camera to get my point across about choosing signals. Choosing signals is not about attracting the most women. If you thought that, you are a jackass.
Choosing signals only work if you're Chad or Tyrone. If you are a incel or pretty much a follower of AMS, choosing signal simply does not work for you.
Okay, point blank, period. Choosing signals is a state of mind. I am not anti-cold approach. I just want it to be in the natural course of things, okay? If you're a guy and you're out living your social life of abundance, okay, and you see a baddie or a diamond, whatever you call it these days, all right, a stallion or whatever you call them these days,
this just proves to you guys that AMS has been out of the game for a very, very long time. If he doesn't know what we call hot women nowadays, that's just proof that his information is stale and old.
And you just say, hey man, you know, you just out with your friend, y'all having some wine, drinking and stuff like that. And then you see her and you like, you want to go over and cold approach without her sending you, you know, choosing signals. Fine. I won't lose any sleep over it. What I'm just against is the mindset of you leaving the house with your friend with the mindset that we finna try to get numbers. I don't like that mindset. It is a thirsty loser's mentality.
Well, he is right about that, that, you know, you shouldn't leave the house going out to get laid. I mean, trying to get a woman's number in 2021 is next to impossible. You know, women have their harem of men. They got, you know, Chad and Tyrone of Tinder. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. It's easier for a woman to order Chadrone off the internet than it is for you or me as a man to order Domino's off of the internet. So women are not out and about dick shopping like Terrence Pop would say. In fact, I've seen women out on their own, trying to live the lives of Sex and the City, where they would go out with their retarded girlfriends and they would talk over wine. These women are not there trying to get picked up. They already have their stable of hot men. So if you have to go up to a girl and be like, yo, baby mama, what you up to today? Trust and believe, you are not part of their harem.
Live your life. If you meet women along the way, choosing signals or not, choosing signals is the mindset. Hey man, I'm going to shoot ball. Boom, boom, boom. Hey man, just so happened a badass chick out here walking her dog in the park, and you go over and approach her. What I don't like is when you leave the house, go to the mall, thinking how many numbers you can get. You want to know what me and my friend used to do back in the day? This before cell phones and all that shit. Y'all want to know what we did? We went to the mall with a pen and a paper, piece of paper in our pocket. No fucking lie. Pen in our pocket and a piece of paper to write down numbers. Dude, that sound like somebody who authentically met women naturally? You know, me looking back on it now, I got to be thinking to myself, what the hell was them women thinking? You got a pen and piece of paper in your fucking pocket? I know you out here goddamn chasing ass. You know, I ain't think about it at the time, but I'm thinking about it now. And y'all want to know why we did that? Because you would lose a lot of girls. So you would meet girls at the mall, right? And then they didn't have no paper. They didn't have no pen. You ain't got nail. And then you're like, hey, let's come over here. They're like, oh, I'm in a hurry. This, that, and that. So we got smart. We start coming to the mall with a pen and paper in our fucking pocket to make sure, bitch, we ain't got to go look for nothing. I'm good. We good now. I got pen and paper right here. All right? That mindset, guys. And the reason I don't like that mindset is because when you're in that female validation mind, where you constantly need female validation, you constantly need to date women, you'll always be unhappy.
You see, guys, this is more proof of what I've been telling you, that AMS's information from the 1990s does not work in 2021. You know, I go to the cafe every day, like you guys know, every day I go to the cafe. Do you think I'm going there hoping that some girl is going to walk up to me, give me choosing signals, or say, hey, what are you doing tonight? Absolutely not. Gentlemen, you need to understand, the modern females today are no-go. Here in America, monk mode only. Make your mother effing money and leave the damn West. That is the ultimate goal for you. Make your money, leave the West.
You know what we used to do? This is what we do. Go to the mall, get a whole bunch of numbers, get 15 numbers, come home, 12 of them wouldn't even answer the phone. Or I would say maybe 10 of them wouldn't even answer the phone. 3 of them would say, I'm going to call you back. And then 2 of them would probably be on about something. 1 would flake. And maybe out of that 15, you might get 1 out on a date. Do that sound like a recipe for happiness?
And this is back from 1999, what he's talking about, guys. So imagine today. Today, a woman wouldn't even give you the number. If you cold approach a woman, she's going to yell rape. That's the bottom effing line over here in 2021, going on to 2022. You just heard it from AMS himself. His tactics back in the 90s, 99% of the time, didn't work. In 2021, going on to 2022, 100% of what he is saying would not work.
You know what that sounds like a recipe for? Frustration. You know, that's what it sounds for. You got to get 15 numbers to get one on a date. That is a recipe for frustration. I promise you that you will forever be frustrated with that mindset. I promise you. The best mindset is when you think of choosing signals in the mindset of living a social life of abundance, meeting women along the way. And if you just so happen to see a woman that you find attractive and she's not paying you no attention or she don't see you and you like, hey, I'll never see this woman again. I won't approach. Go up in the fucking approach. Amen.
Don't ever cold approach a woman, guys. In 2021, do not cold approach a woman. You will be treated as some creepy stalker. They will alert security on you, okay? I'm telling you guys. If you cold approach a woman, let's say you're at fucking Starbucks or at a cafe and you cold approach a woman, people are go and she like reacts negatively to you, trust and believe the staff is going to ask you to leave, okay? You guys need to understand something in 2021. Women don't want to be approached in 2021. Women are so used to sending Chad and Tyrone messages on Tinder that, again, women already have their harem of men. They don't need you. If a woman doesn't approach you and say, stick your dick in my pussy, she doesn't want you.
This is not going to appear from behind a building and kick you in your ass because you cold approach. I just don't like the mindset of leaving a house to cold approach. I hope I fucking cleared that up. I know.
Now, one of the reasons why AMS is going on this rant is that a lot of his followers are going out cold approaching women. You know, there a lot of AMS subs are incels and denials, you know. They believe that if they get a fake Rolex, you know, they get to name drop names like, oh, I'm working with JC on the latest album, that all of a sudden women are going to fall in love with them. It's not working like that. You know, a lot of AMS subs are very frustrated. They're like, this advice is not working for us. And this is why AMS is making this video for them, so they can understand that cold approaching just doesn't work.
Some jackass is going to come in. I don't know what I want. All that other bullshit, man. I just swear.
Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, if you're the type of guy who has the mentality of I go after what I want, you're going to find yourself in prison.
All right. Next, you'll get more confident. You'll get better at your approaches. So what is you'll just get more comfortable. That's a better word.
No. You're not going to get more confident and more comfortable when you approach a woman. Why? Because every rejection you guys get is gonna take you down. Every rejection you get as a man when you cold approach a woman is a rejection of who you are. You know, because women go after looks. Women want Chad, women want Tyrone. So when you go up to a woman and you be like, hey, baby mama, and she turns you down, well, guess what, guys? She views you as being creepy, okay? So there is no getting more comfortable. There is no getting more confident in the number of a woman that you called approach. Now, when I was driving cab in LA 10 years ago, I knew this guy. He was a true sleazeball, okay? This was a guy who would go all to the he'd go up to these dive bars like within the last hour, and I know he would go to the bars of the last hour because he'd call me on the phone and he'd have me chauffeur him from one dive bar to another across North Hollywood, and he'd tell me the way he'd get women is that he'd go to every woman who's fucking drunk and say, and this is quote, you know, this is exactly what he told me he'd tell women. He'd say, you wanna fuck? You wanna fuck? You wanna fuck? This is how he would get women to go home with him. He tells me like 95% of the time he gets slapped, and you know that 5% of the time he might go home with a woman. Now I knew that to be fact because I'm the cab driver, you know, I would take him to the bar and then he'd call me up later on saying, hey, Amr, can you come over quick? I got some drunk girl from the bar, I want to take her home. before she passes out. So this stuff would work, but trust and believe, in 2021, you're going to end up in prison, especially if you go to a drunk woman, you take her home with you. You see, a lot of guys back in the day, they would take a girl who's drunk, they'd take her home, they'd obviously take advantage of her, and then they would call me or another cab driver up and be like, yo man, can you come here really quick and take this girl, you know? Here's guys, I can't tell you the number of times as a cab driver, I'd have some guy call me up like 3 in the morning, he'd have me rush over to his place, he would throw a woman in the back of my cab, like give me $50 and say, hey, this is where she lives, take her over there, right? So, doing this stuff in 2021 will land you in jail if you're the type of guy who's going to go out to the bar and try to get yourself a drunk woman to take advantage of.
Comfortable with your approach. So what ends up happening, this is, I'm talking right now to the pros of cold approaching, right? What ends up happening is approaching a woman who's not sending you no signs of flirting with you, no signs of choosing signals or nothing like that. What you notice is, this is what we call breaking the ice. See, you don't got to break the ice with a woman who's sending you choosing signals. She broke the ice when she smiled at your ass and been staring at you for fucking 20 seconds. She broke the ice. When you going up to a woman who ain't gave you no indicators of interest or nothing, and you just going up to her, what ends up happening is it's like this stare down. Like it's this initial shock. Sometimes, especially if the woman don't see you coming, like say you approached her from the back, you'll notice it. Sometimes you'll start a little bit, ooh. And then it's like, what'll end up happening is you'll get more comfortable with that. That becomes...
Lol. What AMS just described in the last minute, guys, this will land you in jail. You know, a couple of years ago, on the metro, I think it was in New York or someplace, you know how on the metro you get these guys who are like selling candy, shit like that, you know, they're deaf, they can't talk. So one of those guys went up to a woman and he tapped her on the shoulders, you know, kind of like this to get her attention. You know, he lightly tapped her on the shoulder. She had him arrested for sexual harassment. So, and here we have AMS telling you to like go up to a girl from behind her and be like, hey, pretty mama, what you doing tonight?
Smoother. You'll learn how to integrate. And so basically what I learned from when I used to cold approach women like this, I learned to engage in the situation. That's how I got good at when I was cold approaching. So I see a woman, say she's shopping or something like that, and she got some bags. I might ask her something like, hey, did you get me something? You know, something like that. If I see a girl at the gym or something like that, I might say, you training for the Olympics? Just something to kind of break the ice. All right. Now, I still stand by what I say for you guys that might not be creative like that, to just go up and introduce yourself. I'm creative like that. I got that creative mind that I could see something. Like, y'all guys got to understand that half the...
You guys got to understand, AMS is a 6'5" dude. Yeah, granted, he's bald. Nevertheless, for AMS to go up to some girl and be like, you bring me anything tonight, you know, or go up to some gym thought and be like, damn, girl, you training for the Olympics or what? You know, for somebody like AMS, he can pull that off simply because he has the height and he's not a fugly looking dude. You have to understand, this does work when you are in an environment where when people know one another, when people, you know, and everybody knows everybody, right? You have to be in an environment where people feel safe. In today's world, if you do that with any girl, you will get yourself into trouble, you know. Every time, you have to remember, guys, every time you interact with a woman, what's going through her brain is that this guy wants to stick his dick in my pussy. That's what goes through a woman's brain, okay? So this is why if you go up to a girl today and you cold approach her, it can end badly for you. Now, my personal opinion, Amr Metwali, is that even if you can't flirt with a woman and be like, did you get me anything? Damn, girl, you training for the Olympics or what? You know, even though You can say that with a girl, you simply do not want to cross that line. Because you guys have to understand, it all comes down to plausible deniability, okay? Plausible deniability means that you are doing it, but not for what could be interpreted as obvious reason. Okay, now you guys take me for example. I'm 6'3". So I get a lot of women who are interested in me. They come up to me and they say, "Oh my God, you're tall. How tall are you?" Okay. Now she's on the outside, she's asking a harmless question, you know. Now, if I decide to reject her and be like, "I'm 6'3", okay? Have a good day. Bye-bye." You know, I'm rejecting her, but at the same time, she has plausible deniability on her side by asking me how tall I am. So when you see a girl, you know, like fucking carrying food with her shit like that, you can be like, "Did you get me anything?" You know, that's plausible deniability. You know, on the outside, it's not like you are telling her, "Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight?" Okay, you know, you never ever want to go up to a woman and tell her, "Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight?" You never ever want to do that. Because that's obviously too obvious, okay? You want to have plausible deniability on your side. So, yes, you can, in a way, cold approach a woman and then gauge her interest if she's interested in you or not.
The shit I talk in these videos, other than taking my notes, I don't think of it. I think of it on the fly because I'm creative like that. It's not like I sit around and know everything I'm going to say in the video because I fucking don't. I write my notes down on what I want to cover, and everything I'm gonna say in between those talking points, I just create on the fly. You see, most of you guys might not have that kind of creativity.
I create on the fly all the time. This video is created on the fly, okay? Guys, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. AMS is a fellow Hebrew. He's high IQ, just like me. So it's very, very easy for us to create shit on the fly. You know, it may not be our best work, it may not be our magna opera or whatever you wanna call it. But it's pretty much gonna be better than what your regular goyim can ever create.
And so in that situation, if you don't have that creativity, do not do corny lines.
He's right, guys. He's 100% right. If you are the typical goy, don't do goy shit. That's how you end up in prison, guys.
Okay, do not do corny lines. It makes you seem lame, okay, and staged. Okay, what you want to do is just introduce yourself and let her introduce herself. And usually the conversation might go somewhere else depending on what she say. She might ask you something, okay? But the bottom line is, do not start doing corny pickup lines and stuff like that. But the main thing from that is, I want you guys.
The main thing here you guys have to understand for the vast majority of you guys out there, don't fucking open your mouth first, okay? If there's one thing you can take from this video, do not open your mouth first when it comes to women.
Guys know, you just get more comfortable with cold approaching. As with anything, this is a skill. If you're gonna do cold approaching, it's a skill. Repetition helps improve that skill. Even me dealing with this camera, y'all ought to see me fooling around with this camera when I first got it. And now when I just set it up to do this video, I'm like, this is what was had me, you know, frustrated and trying to figure out. I'm like, it's now because I done played with it a couple times. It ain't no issue for me to set up. But y'all guys ought to see me when I took it out the box, how it's like, you know, Chinese algebra or something. Just repetition.
That's really not a good analogy with the camera because the camera is not gonna meet to you. The camera is not gonna break down in the middle of the store and yell, "Rape, rape, rape." I understand what he says about being more confident and being more comfortable due to repetition. That's very true. But you also have to keep in mind the camera or the audience is not gonna fucking meet to you. So if you, let's say you come on social media like I am right now, you're doing a video and people aren't feeling it, you know, they're just gonna leave. They're gonna walk away. You know, how many people are gonna call up 911 and be like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Amar Metwali said, stick your dick in her pussy, right? How many people are going to call the police on me if for this video? Not, nobody will, okay? They're just gonna, they don't like it, or they lose interest, they're just gonna go away. But when it comes to woman, and depending on the mood she's in, depending on so many things, depending on how ugly you are, if she had a bad day, if she has her PMS, that very same girl who might be sweet and kind and actually might flirt back with you, that very same girl can all of a sudden go like this, call 911 on you, and you spend the rest of your life in jail. So comparing a getting comfortable with cold approaching to setting up a camera is totally not legitimate for the simple fact that a woman can easily, depending on the woman and stuff like that, every woman is different, okay? So you cannot get comfortable and persistent with women because you don't know what that one woman can do to you. Again, that one woman, depending on the time of day, the mood she's in, she could be, oh my God, it was good meeting you. Oh my God, that's so cool. And that very same moment again, depending on the time of day, the mood she's in, she can have you thrown in jail for the rest of your life. So the bottom line is that the juice is simply not worth the squeeze with the modern female.
And I'm quite sure a month from now I'll even be way better than I am now. A year from now I'll be even way better than that. So that's just the way it go, guys. You'll just get better at breaking that ice. All right. If you already have thick skin, I mean, if you already have confidence, you'll develop thick skin. In other words, and I want to say this, if you already have confidence now, if you don't have confidence, the rejections are going to kill your insecurities. It's going to bring it out more if you don't have.
Amar Metwali, I have thick skin, okay? You guys have to understand, I auditioned in Hollywood, okay? There are far more auditions I didn't get than I got, okay? So I have thick skin. Why? Because when you go in for an audition, maybe somebody out there is a little bit better looking than you, a little bit more talented than you. So with auditions, the fact that you got an audition in Hollywood simply meant that you got a certain that you may that you met a minimal level of requirement, okay? So when you walk into an audition in Hollywood, you know that they see you as a viable contender for the role. And again, somebody might be better looking than you, somebody might be more talented than you, somebody even might be more suitable for the role than you. For example, one of the roles I went to audition for in Hollywood was for the baseball player, Jose Canseco, right? I went to audition for it, and then there was this other guy that I knew. He got the role, even though, I was, you have to remember this is like 15 years ago. Even though I was more fit and better looking than him, he got the role simply because he looked more like Jose Canseco than me. So a lot of times when it comes to acting, you're gonna lose simply because you didn't have the right look that they are looking for. But the fact you went in for an audition simply meant that you have met a minimal level of acceptance, okay? When you go up to some random girl and be like, "Yo, baby mama, what you doing today?" And she's like, "Creep," that's gonna take you down, guys. So this is why cold approaching does not work for the simple fact that you do not understand if the other how the other person sees you. This is what you guys have to understand, okay? When I go into a casting office and I don't get the part, they're not gonna say, "Oh, this guy is a creep. this guy is ugly. No. They already know what I'm capable of. But when you go up to some random girl, you don't know what she thinks of you. So when you go up to some random girl and you try to spit game on her, she's gonna assume you are a creep. That's just how it is. So this is why cold approach and simply doesn't work.
Confidence. If you ain't got over those insecurities, it's gonna kill it. But if you somebody who already have confidence, and what is confidence to me? Basically, to me, confidence to me is somebody who accepts their insecurities, somebody who accepts their flaws. That's basically what confidence is. I just sat down, I was just thinking all day, and I was like, you know what confidence is? And you know why fat people, some fat guys are confident and some fat guys are not, and why some short guys are confident. Some people have just accepted their flaws.
And while he is right that some people have accepted their flaw, there are people out there who have no dignity. They have no integrity. They have no honor. So for them, I already told you, remember a couple of minutes ago, I told you when I was driving cab in LA, guys, I told you about this one sleazeball who wasn't much to look at. And he was the type of a skinny, scrawny, crackhead white guy who would go to every dive bar at night, you know, before closing time. And he would go up to every drunk woman who's by herself and say, "You wanna fuck? You wanna fuck? You wanna fuck?" Some guy like that has no integrity, has no honor. They have no dignity, no integrity, no honor. So they don't care if the girl, slaps them. They don't care about that. So this is what AMS is talking about when it comes to like fat and short guys who like go after women. It's, yeah, they have nothing to lose. Their dignity, their integrity, their honor, they don't have that. They don't care about that.
And some people just ain't. That's it. Some people just have. I wish I had hair. If I had hair right now, I'd probably have dreadlocks. Who knows? I guess if I had the ability to grow my hair, I wouldn't be bald. Let's just put it like that.
You know what? This guy does have the money. It's like, dude, go to fucking Turkey. They have the best hair transplant in the world. Spend $10,000. Heck, you can spend $20,000 on fucking hair transplant and actually have a freaking, what you may call it, you know, one of what those people from Jamaica, you know, the reggae people, Rastafarian, you know. I don't know why AMS doesn't do that. I don't know why he just doesn't spend $20,000 on getting his hair done in fucking Turkey. I mean, just think about all the money he's going to save since he has hair. He can actually get quality woman rather than get fucking 400-pound Shaniqua who's going to have to eat red lobster and fucking steak every day.
Yeah, it's out of my hands at this point. It's in God's hands.
It ain't out of your hands. I told you, go to fucking Turkey, bro. Get on Google, type in Turkey hair transplant, $10,000, $15,000, even if it's fucking $20,000, man, it's worth it. I know a friend of mine, Egyptian guy, he got hair transplant in Turkey. I think it cost him $10,000, and I couldn't even tell that he had a hair transplant. That's just how good the Turkish people are when it comes to hair transplant. That's what you need to be doing, AMS. Get yourself a motherfucking hair transplant.
He said, "I ain't giving you none. All right, if it was my hand and I could grow hair, I'd probably have dreads. Who don't know? Goddamn, I might have some goddamn braids on this goddamn motherfucker. The last man with braids on earth, goddamn it, if I had it." So that's the issue with that. But if you don't, having a sip of your flaws, this is going to kill it even more. But if you have confidence, what it'll do is it'll thicken your skin for rejection. It'll just bounce off of you. You know why that is? Because men who accept their flaws and their insecurities, when they get rejected, they just accept it as preference and time and timing. So like if I go up and approach a woman, since I accept my flaws and insecurities, if a woman reject me, I accept it as in, hey, I'm not her preference, or right now is not the right time.
Well, when you see, the thing about AMS is that AMS approaches like 400-pound black woman named Shaniqua, Shaneni, Yolanda, Tiandra, okay? the chances of him striking out with such undesirable woman is minimal. And even if he does, he's really not going to care because his SMV is way above 400-pound Shaniqua. So unless you guys plan on going after fucking land whales, where your SMV is obviously higher than theirs, don't go after good-looking woman whose SMV is comparable to yours, especially you Indian guys out there. You know, I'm so sick and tired of seeing fucking Indian guys who are like fucking 5'7", 5'8", scrawny, wearing glasses. They go up to the hottest white girl in the gym, and they get shot down before they can even open their mouth. So, look, guys, if you do what AMS does and go up to, like, fat, ugly black woman, who cares what these people think? You know, black women are so low on the totem pole that nobody cares about what black women think or do or anything like that. So, yeah, if you go up to a black woman and be like, yo, baby mama, what you up to tonight? And she slaps you, she yells at you, who cares? Her SMV is obviously going to be lower than yours.
What I mean by timing, guys, is that means that if I was to come and talk to that same woman a week later, I probably could have got a number. Sometimes timing is just off. And let me tell y'all guys, I should prove something to y'all guys about timing. In New York, I haven't had this issue in Atlanta, but in New York, you encounter a lot of homeless people. Sometimes I might get one $5 or $10. The next day, a bum comes to me. I'm like, man, get out my face. Now, why would I give this guy $10 and tell this guy, man, basically ignore him? I ain't gonna tell nobody to get out of my face, but I'll probably ignore him, right? Keep on walking, like, you know, get, you're thinking, I don't say it to him, but I'm thinking in my head, man, get a job, right? Why would I give one money, but I don't know them? Why would I treat one better than the other? He's not no family member of mine. Why would I treat one like that, but I give him some time? This day here, I was just in a better mood than I was when you met me. If you was to switch the positions, and I would have met him this day and met you that day, he would have got the same treatment this one got. Because it's not one better than the other. Timing. What kind of mood I am in. As crazy as it sounds, you can't get in New York, there's a lot of homeless people. So you ain't going to give every homeless person you see that's big.
Like I said a couple of minutes ago, timing is important because you don't know what mood the girl is in. See, that's the thing. You don't know what mood she's in. So like I said, you know, the same girl you can go up to and flirt with her is the same girl who can put you in prison. It's simply not worth it. And you guys have to keep in mind, you know, that girl that's not available today and available later on, you know, she can have a boyfriend, you know, she can be running late to work. So yes, it's somewhat valid that he's saying that the girl that you meet today, if you met her, you know, a day or two later, you might be able to get her number. But at the same time, that girl can go ballistic on you and put you in prison for the rest of your life. So it's simply just not worth it going out cold approaching woman.
On the street, some money, you'd be broke. All right? They everywhere. Every corner is, you know, they every goddamn well. You know, every time you turn around, you know, you can't give everybody no money. So what's why you give this one something? Timing. Just how I'm feeling that day. Ah, got my dick sucked last night. Hey, can you spare some change? Yeah, man, here you go. Girl flaked on me last night. Hey, bro, can you spare? Went to the gym. I was trying to go for a PR. I missed that last rep. Man, leave me alone. Leave me alone. On that ball. Leave me alone. Went to the club last night. Got two baddest phone numbers. Next morning, going to the gym. Hey, man, can you spare some change? Sure, fella. Here you go. All in timing. That's the same way it works with women. Just timing. Maybe a period came on.
He's just proven my point. You know, in the case of AMS or anybody, when a homeless person is like, yo, man, can you give me some money? You know, worst case scenario, you're going to be like, fuck off, right? But when you go up to a girl and you're like, hey, baby mom, what's she doing tonight? She can put you in prison for the rest of your life. So while the analogy on the outside might seem valid, at the same time, the consequences are very, very much more dire with the woman than with a homeless guy asking you for some money. The homeless guy could be like, yo, bro, can you spare a dollar? And you'd be like, go F yourself. But with a woman, she can break down the middle of the store and yell rape or creep, and obviously that's not going to be doing good for you. If anything, probably end up in prison, or definitely get kicked out of the store, can't come back there again.
Maybe her mama won't babysit her child for the weekend and she wanted to go to Miami. Who the fuck knows? Maybe she just got turned down from that job. Maybe her boss just got on her ass that day. Get on a goddamn nurse. Who knows?
And that's very true. Who knows? And the question really should be is, who cares? Okay, you're not a mind reader, guys. Okay, so who gives a flying F about a woman, okay? Unless she comes up to you, don't care about her.
Timing, guys. All timing. Timing is key in life and preference. The next thing, your approach game will improve with women who have mediocre interest. All right, so in my opinion, there's nothing you could do with a woman who has low interest, right? She don't find you attractive. But what you the women who sitting on that fence, those see you as a five or six. When you talk to them, they're the type, and for y'all guys wondering who those are, these will be the ones. They'll be talking to you. Like, let's just take the instance you meet her at the mall, right? What you'll notice is you'll be talking to her, and she really won't stop, but she's talking, and you following behind her like a little stray puppy, right? But she's talking, but she ain't stopped and gave you her undivided attention. Those are those mediocre interest girls. And what end up happening is your game and your smoothness are improved to get her number. Okay, it's easy if you go up and approach a girl and she's smiling. Hey, how you doing? That's easy. Everybody get those, right? But I'm talking about those ones where you talking. And she's not ignoring you, but she ain't stopped and like gave you her full undivided attention, right?
You're just wasting your fucking time if you do that. If you're gonna be one of those guys, and I see it all the time, if you're gonna be one of those guys who's gonna get dragged around by some thought, she's dragging you by the cock around town, she doesn't respect you, okay? Don't be that guy. Don't be the guy who's getting dragged around town by his cock, hoping to get his pee-pee touched, okay? Not gonna happen.
She's kind of like, whatever, whatever, right? These are the women that you say, give me a number. And they regularly just pushing their buggy and they tell you their number, but they ain't stopping to give you eye contact one fucking time. You'll learn how to bring them on home. You'll know how to, your game will be on point to get those. And basically what's happening is they low interest indicators don't deter you none as it might have before. You done built up that.
They don't deter you none. So pretty much you're a creep and a stalker.
Confidence where you think that, you know what, I can get her too. So you don't, your confidence comes through and you don't start buckling because she's not showing you high interest, which is hard to do. When a woman kind of like ignoring you, like showing low interest and stuff like that, it can kind of like fuck with your psyche a little bit. And you be like, ugh. But if you cold approach enough, that shit kind of just bounce off you and your game improves and you know how to bring it on home. All right, guys. That's sort of like the same thing goes on with the developing the thick skin. Then last one on the pro, guys, is you're poor women who suck at sending choosing signals. So what you have is, guys, you have some women who either suck or just don't send choosing signals. Or
All right, guys, there's no such thing as a woman who sucks at choosing signals, okay? Women know how to send choosing signals, okay? There is no such thing as a woman who's like, I'm really interested in Chad over there, but I don't know how to get his attention. Bull fucking shit. If you're Chad, if you're Tyrone, she's gonna send you choosing signals. And if that means she's gonna hop on your cock in the middle of Starbucks, then she's gonna hop on your cock in the middle of Starbucks.
whatever the case, all right? And so let's just stick with suck, right? Some women, they just suck at the stuff, right? They just, and for y'all guys wondering who these girls is, these are the girls that when you wonder, was that a choosing signals? That's what I'm talking about. When the women who good at sending choosing signals, there's no doubt. They know what to do. They know how to make eye contact and smile and probably play around with their hair some. And you have these other dumb bitches, they sit there all nervous and stuff, and you like, is she choosing? So what'll end up happening is, guys who cold approach, you leave men on the table. Guys who don't want cold approach, period, which I don't advocate, by the way. I really don't advocate. I just don't want you leaving the house with the mindset of, I'm finna talk to everything moving. All right, I'm not against cold approach. I cold approach, right?
Yep, just like I thought. Cold approaching doesn't work in 2021. You know, a lot of his subscribers, you know, they believe that if they get that fake Rolex, walk around town grabbing their junk, say, no, you, homie, yo, I'm alpha, they're gonna get laid. And AMS had to simply make this video telling them, yo, bro, cold approaching really doesn't work.
Every woman I talk to don't be sitting there licking her lips out at me like she want me. No, that's stupid, right? But I just don't leave them house with the mindset of cold approaching. I know some of the stuff I say is really deep thinking and it just flies over y'all head sometimes. It's just the mind.
Some of the stuff I say is deep thinking and it flies over your head. Nah, bro. Your subs are incels in denial. They want to get their pee-pee touched and they're looking for a magic bullet. That's all they're looking for. They just want to get their dick wet, and they're just looking for anything to do so.
Mindset. That's what I don't like. It's a hungry, thirsty mindset. But getting back to the point, you'll get those women. Some guys, if they don't get choosing signals, period. All right, even before I said it.
Yeah, they're called incels. Ain't no woman gonna give no damn incel choosing signals. Don't believe me? Ask Elliot Rogers.
Even before I said it, guys, some guys, if they ain't think a woman want them, they won't approach. All right? And so you're leaving a lot of booty on the table. That's all I'm going to say on that.
You're leaving a lot of booty on the table. Yeah, booty that doesn't belong to you.
Oh, man. Woo! How much film I got left on this? Because I'm getting into the cons now, and the cons are heavy.
All right, guys, so this is going to end our video of AMS over here. There is no positive to doing cold approaches. And the cons are a lot. Simply not worth it to, you know, spend another 14, 15 minutes going over the cons. I just wanted to show you guys out there that that doing cold approach in 2022 is simply not going to be a good idea at all. Again, guys, women have their harem of Chads and Tyrones. You know, they got them on Tinder. There's absolutely no reason for these very same women to go to the mall, to go to the cafe, and hope to God that you, Mr. Incel, walk up to them and be like, yo, baby mom, what you doing tonight, okay? They don't want you guys, okay? Women have their own harem. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Women know how to categorize men, okay? Again, guys, I drove cab in LA. I drove cab before Uber, before fucking Tinder. So I know for a fact that women have, you know, the foodie guy, the rent guy, the guy who's going to take me out to the ball game, you know, the emotional tampon. They got their Chads, they got their Tyrones, they have everything they want from a guy. And really the only way to get with a woman nowadays is simply through social media. Guys, I cannot tell you how often I see women going out with a guy and they're stuck to their cell phone. It's like, you got a guy in real life two feet away from you, yet you're looking at that phone hoping to get some other guy's attention. Guys, you have to understand, women want to do everything online because they want to be able to be comfortable and safe from their own house. So if you're Chad, you're Tyrone, she's going to send you that text message around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night. Hey, what you doing? And then you either go to her place or she comes over to your place. Okay, that's just how it works with Chad and Tyrone. Now, if you are non-Chad, non-Tyrone, you're the beta male. You're going to be the provider for her. You know, you're going to be that guy who's going to be like, hey, you want to go out to a new restaurant in town today? She's not going to say no, okay? You want to hang out at the cafe? She's looking for a beta male. She's looking for a, an emotional tampon. She's gonna go out with you, okay? Women use the internet to go dick shopping, like Terrence Pop would say. And the dick shopping, you know, works for Chad and Tyrone. You know, she's not gonna touch your dick, but hey, at least she's gonna go out with you, give you some female validation. The problem here with AMS is that the vast majority of his guys out there, they don't want to accept the fact that they're beta males. They don't want to accept the fact that they're incels. So they get aggressive with women. And I am telling you guys right now, a woman will go out with a beta male for ATM, like Red Pill Mary said, attention, time, and money. The problem here is when you try to escalate yourself from being Mr. Attention, Time, and Money to some thought to getting into her pants. That's where you guys have a problem. This is why it's very important from the very start. You either get the Chad throat, the Chad Roan treatment, or you walk. It's that effing simple, guys. Either she's gonna ride your cock right there in Starbucks, or you bounce. This is why I've been telling you, okay? Cold approaches don't work. The social media thing doesn't work. You know, if you're Chad, you're Tyrone, you know, you got the fucking six pack, you're over 6 feet, you know, you're in your 20s, yeah, being a Chad Roan will work for you. Oh Lord, 3 o'clock in the morning here in Florida, I gotta go to bed. But the point that I'm trying to make across for you guys out there who are watching this is that it's not gonna work out for the vast majority of you when it comes to cold approach. And I mean, if any of you guys are looking for a silver bullet, you're simply not gonna find it by listening to AMS or any other PUA. Again, you just saw AMS himself tell you that his philosophy when it comes to cold approaching is back in the time where they wrote stuff on paper. That's 1999, man. Okay, this is a guy who's been out of the dating market for fucking 20 years, okay? Today, things are totally, totally different. I cannot I'm repeating myself, but a lot of you guys out there simply don't want to understand it, that women today got Chad and Tyrone. They have Chad and Tyrone on speed dial. They have their attention, time, and money, beta male slash incel. Okay, they already have these guys. Everything is from the internet, okay? So unless you're the type of guy who can fucking go into Starbucks and then some thought jumps on your cock, you're gonna have to go through the internet. And if you go through the internet, you're simply gonna be that Mr. ATM, attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Mary said. So your only hope as a guy in 2022 is to go overseas, where the status as a Westerner can work in your favor. You guys have to understand. When I was in Dominican Republic, I look like a Latin motherfucker, you know. I've had people speak Spanish to me because they thought I was a Dominican like they are. But the second I take out that American passport, I'm telling you guys, you know, a woman who would look at me like she'd be looking at a Dominican dude, the second that American passport comes out, her demeanor toward me totally changes. Is it because all of a sudden she realized how amazing Amer Mitwali is? Absolutely not. It's that built-in status as an American that fucking works in your favor. This is why you guys have to understand. Status is very, very important, okay? So when you're an American dude and you go to some third-worlded poverty-stricken hellhole, that built-in status actually works in your favor. This is why I'm a big advocate of going overseas. Use that status as a Westerner to your advantage, because it's automatically built in to who you are. Even though, again, as in DR, people treated me like a fucking Dominican, but the second the American passport came out, you know, women treated me differently, had nothing to do with how awesome sauce I am. It's just that the status is built into being a Westerner in a third world in the poverty stricken shit hole, okay? So, you guys out there who are still listening to AMS or any of these PUAs out there need to understand once and for all that unless you're Chad and Tyrone, or unless you're willing to be her attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Mary said, there is no middle ground here in America, okay? There is no, well, I can be, you know, the guy between Chad and fucking incel. That does not exist in Western civilization where women have so many opportunities, okay? So in today's modern world, either you're going to be Chad Rohn or you're going to be her attention, time, and money. There is no fucking middle ground, guys. This is what makes PUAs like AMS obsolete in 2021 going on to 2022. So that's my video for today, guys. I hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.